Grooven's voice went shrill with indignation.
Look at Ephra. He sure is with Grobite.
Valak chuckled dryly.
So he should. They caught it together, and Grobate's bottom was the bait. Grobate, bait, that's a good un.
Roebuck, Dagrab and Ribro knew better than to ask Valak Bowbeast for a share of his fish. They remained silent, gnawing roots and apples. But Grooven felt a sense of injustice, and he said so.
Listen, Velug, I'm supposed to be your chief. I should get a share of that fish.
The big ferret had just taken a piece and was chewing on it. He spat out a bone and turned to face Grooven.
Then try and take it, chief.
Grooven knew the others were watching him. He decided the moment had come to show them who was leader, and his paw strayed to the sword thrust through his belt. Valak leaped forward and floored him with a hefty punch to the nose, then stood over him.
I'll tell you who they'll call, chief. The beast who brings back that otter's head. And I tell you, Snotnose, it won't be you. We all saw the Tagadun give you a walloping back at camp. You ain't no chief, Grooven. Your mama's tougher than you. Old Grizzle will make up a load of mumbo-jumbo for the one who slays the otter, the one who's tough enough to do it, and that'll be the clan leader. So you keep out of my way, unless you want to die. I've got no time for big-mouth fools, see? You was nothing but a snivelling cub when Sony brought that otter into our camp. I was the one who slew his father, and I'll be the one to slay the son, too.
On the opposite bank, Ephra could hear Valag's every word on the still night air. Licking fish scales from his paws, he murmured to himself,
"Oh, will you now? We'll see about that, bow beast."
Grooven lay where Valag had felled him, wiping blood from his nose and planning how he was going to kill the bow beast. Valag sat with his back to him, wolfing fish. The ferret spat a bone into the fire and spoke, as if he was reading the other's thoughts.
You ain't got the guts to kill me, Grooven. Put one paw near that sword, and I'll stuff it down your neck.
Grooven made no reply, just lay there alone with his thoughts of murder, as did Valag, who liked the idea of being a chieftain. Ephra sat on the other side of the stream, watching them both. His plans involved a double killing. He had learned a lot, and his teacher had been one of the best. Sawny wrath.
This ends Disc 4.